Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
On this day back in 1961, Ray Charles starting a two-week run at number one with Hit the Road, Jack. Some songs just have that unforgettable sound to them. The horns, the backing vocals, that drum sound on Hit the Road, Jack hits every button. Hit the Road, Jack from Ray Charles, number one on this day back in 1961, would stay for 2 weeks. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. And we're joined now. We don't say hit the road. Well, maybe we say hit the road. We're not saying goodbye, but maybe you should hit the road this weekend and find out what's happening across the state of Michigan. Ron Rademacher with us, travel writer, author, speaker, and more. And the Backwoods Back Roads Report is brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. Ron, thanks for joining us.
You know, who does not love Ray Charles?
I
mean, it gets you up on your feet every time Ray Charles starts to think, oh, this great stuff. And Hit the Road, you know, it couldn't be better. Thank you, Alex, for the message.
Yes, MichiganBackroads.com,
yeah,
where you can find
road, yeah,
places to go around the state. We've got a little bit of color down here in Hillsdale. Not a ton yet, although I'm guessing once we hit the 40s for highs this weekend, we could see some things changing around the state.
Yeah, we should. You know, the very latest report, I was going to go yesterday to Lake Superior to do some photography. My contacts there said, give it another week. We've only got about 70% color in the Porcupine Mountains and only 60% along the Lake Superior shore. And it's no better down here on the southern side of the Upper Peninsula. So if you're planning on traveling next week and you're going to come and see me at Goodhart, where I'll be signing books on the Tunnel of Trees, shameless plug.
Yes.
The color should be, the color is coming. Though it's changing daily and the temperatures are dropping. It's going to be gorgeous.
All right. So if you're getting on the road, maybe a trip to, say, Albion this weekend in Michigan. I was there not that long ago. They got a great little children's museum in Albion, Michigan, too.
Absolutely. And yeah, Albion continues to amaze. You know, this is a city that's really on the move. And when I talk to people about the revitalization that's taking place there, of course, they're just north of you guys there in Hillsdale. But they,
yep,
people ask me a lot of times, well, you know, how did it happen? Because every town wants to do what they're doing and who's behind it. What happened? How was it done? And it all comes back to a lot of cooperation, but we have to talk about a company who doesn't blow their own horn enough called Castor Concepts. Do you know those people at all?
I am not too familiar with them, so tell me about them.
Well, Castor Concepts is a manufacturing company there in Albion, another one of the anomalies that you found in a small town in Michigan, a growing manufacturing company.
Yeah.
And they are so involved in the community revitalization, along with the Chamber of Commerce, along with Albion College, along with other organizations. They actually started a separate division called Castor Cares. And through that division, they've opened up marketing businesses downtown. They've sponsored the a number of festivals and events that take place around town. And the big thing they've done is they started, and we'll talk more about this next week because we'll run out of time on this, but they've started an organization called the Innovation Hub, which is designed to help students learn robotics.
Hmm.
High school students, college students, they've provided an actual space where marketing can be done, where they can build robotics, work on artificial intelligence, and they have paid internships all summer long.
Paid internships? That doesn't happen in the radio industry much, but I have heard of them happening
tell
elsewhere.
Me about it.
Very
no,
neat.
It doesn't. And so they're a remarkable company. And like I said, we're going to run out of time on this because we only,
yeah,
have a little bit of time. But I want to go. I'll talk more next week about this. Excuse me, Innovation Hub, because if other companies in other towns study what Castor Concepts did with this, they've actually laid out a blueprint for almost any company in any town to begin to set up revitalization in, just like they've done in Albion.
Very neat. Ron, yeah, Rademacher with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Let's make sure we talk about the road trip of the week. This is up in Benzie County, huh?
Yeah, Benzie County. Listen, so we were talking about color, right? So you're going to be looking for color. And, of course, that part about along Highway 22 there up along where Frankfort is a gorgeous, gorgeous color. And they're going to be having their fall festival in Frankfort this coming weekend. But I always tell people, be sure if you can get the map, either from my website or from the Chamber of Commerce there, and go out and enjoy the gravity mystery out on Joy Field Road. There's a spot there where if you know where to go, you can park your car in the middle of the road, put it in neutral, and it'll roll uphill. I know. And believe me, I've been talking about this gravity mystery for years. This one's paved, so it works all year long. I get more emails from people who've gone there to verify that that's real than any of the other oddities I talk about around Michigan. And it's really cool fun. There's nothing to buy there. You got to go to town to buy stuff.
Sure.
But you'll run into other people out there, people taking videos, cars rolling uphill, tennis balls bouncing.
Yep.
Hit the road. We on the hit the road again? Yeah.
Not quite yet. We got about 30 seconds left. How about what's happening in Grand Ledge down here towards the south
Grand
part
Ledge
of the state?
Because this is the Color Cruise and Island Festival. Happens the second weekend in October every year. 3 days. Pioneer Festival out on the Island Park. And the paddle boat River Princess is there to take you on rides up and down the river. They have great bean soup. Oh, man. I can't believe how great the bean soup is. Fur traders, candle making, pumpkin carving. Great time in Grand Ledge this weekend.
All right, Ron Rademacher, MichiganBackRoads.com for more information. If you are, in fact, hitting the road, there are many ideas for you there. Ron, thanks again for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Always good to talk to you. Have a good, safe weekend.
Thank you, too. That's Ron Rademacher. Richard Ebling coming up after the bottom of the hour. More on the Steve Gruber Show.